with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Six people are dead as a helicopter crashes into the Hudson River by New York City.
The helicopter went down off of Pier 40 on West Houston Street and West Street, according to the New York City Fire Department. Broadcastify picking up marine transmissions.
15:19 local time, the Coast Guard received a report of a helicopter crash in the water.
Video posted on social media showed the aircraft mostly submerged, upside down in the water, multiple rescue boats nearby. Again, Broadcastify.
Yeah, I've located the choppers north of the vents right here, right where I'm sitting. It's upside down in the water here.
Over the years, there have been multiple crashes over the Hudson River. Julie Walker, New York.
House Republicans narrowly approved the blueprint for President Trump's, quote, one big beautiful bill, unquote, following a late push by party leaders that won over some holdouts who had worried that the plan doesn't force deep enough spending cuts. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The vote on Thursday marks a major step forward for Trump's legislative agenda, and it notches a much-needed win for the White House after Trump put some of his tariffs on hold Wednesday. Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are fulfilling their promise to voters.
We have a responsibility to get our country back on a sound fiscal trajectory.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise was asked why it took so long to get a consensus.
Every step of this process is going to be tough.
Two House Republicans joined Democrats in voting against the measure, but the rest of the conference fell in line after a week of tense negotiations. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Yet another tough day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 1,014 points, the Nasdaq dropping 737. With the S&P 500 index lower by 188 points. This is SRN News. A gambling summit for pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention hosted the gathering this week designed to help clergymen address the rapid spread of sports gaming in the country and prepare for its inevitable human costs. A majority of America's Protestant pastors say they are opposed to sports betting, but very few ever mention it from the pulpit or have any kind of a plan to help gambling addicts in their congregation. Experts say young men are the most likely to be victimized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's insular Amish communities are attracting attention for their ability to respond more quickly to natural disasters than government agencies. After a tornado struck an Amish community in Michigan recently, the work was underway so quickly that when the National Weather Service came to assess the damage 2 days later, most of the buildings had been repaired. Earlier this year, a group of Amish men swiftly built 12 tiny homes for a hurricane-stricken community in North Carolina. This is SRN News. Continued tariff uncertainty leads to yet more losses on Wall Street. The four major indexes all down between 2.5 to 4.3%. More on the story from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks gave back a chunk of their historic gains from the day before as President Donald Trump's trade war continues to threaten the economy. The S&P 500 fell 3.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,014 points. It's about 2.5%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 4.3%. China announced more countermeasures against the United States. Losses for stocks accelerated after the White House clarified that it will tax Chinese imports at 145%, not the 125% rate Trump had written about earlier. Swings also hit the bond market, despite a better-than-expected report on inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.